Jim McCormick can weigh in on this, the ESPN Fantasy Analyst, presented by Concrete Cutting Systems. Good morning, Jim.
How's it going, guys?
All right, pal. Listen, we're just weighing in here. Do you think that, what are your thoughts on the Seattle Seahawks lime green phosphorant uniforms?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough to get nostalgic for neon, right? it's also like, I listen to you guys, it's also like people are always calling for those Iverson era, like Sixers jerseys, and I kind of feel a little bit like, just, like I'm not sure exactly that I want to bring back an era that really was defined by like a 55-win season. So like,
all right, you know. Right, you are. Listen, before we get to the phones here, I just want to ask you, was there some sort of hotline set up, do you think, by ESPN for Sony Michel owners Thursday night who watched Brandon Bolden and then Tom Brady scarf three rushing touchdowns for New England?
It's like one ongoing troll this entire season with Michelle. I mean, if it's not Burkhead one week, it's Tom Brady the next. It's crazy.
And you can never tell how they think about it. Guys, they have the audacity to draft one in the first round. Still don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
They still don't care. It was all that was one big misdirection.
It's amazing. Tim in San Diego has a fantasy question for Jim McCormick. So we're going to get Jim locked in, and then we'll go to Tim in San Diego. What's going on, Tim? You're on with Jim.
Hey, love your show, guys. Hey, Jim, it seems like Todd Gurley is not going to be 100% all year. It didn't seem like he was right at the beginning of the year, and now he's looks like he's out tomorrow. Do you think Daryl Henderson has any value the rest of the year?
He could. I mean, it looks like Brown's been the one getting all the reps, like, and that was the case. Like, they paid, I know they drafted Henderson with a lofty price, but they also paid Malcolm Brown $6 million to stay around. So I'm going to guess Brown is actually the guy who's ahead of him so far, just because I'm not exactly sure they're going to just, like, leapfrog this guy usage-wise over a productive Malcolm Brown.
Yeah. But do you think Brown is a viable play tomorrow against San Francisco, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, like, again, like we talked about, like, kind of what a wasteland sometimes running back can be. Like, and you're talking about San Francisco, you're picking between two or three backs. So at least I think you know that with L.A., there's some consolidation with Brown.
Jim, one of the things that we've been trying to work out and we've been trying to figure out all season long, at least I have, is if you didn't get Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill, you're still trying to get a piece of that the wide receiving weapons in Kansas City. Can't figure anything out. Hardman gets negative points or 30 points, and Robinson gets all the targets or no targets. What do you make of the way that Kansas City is, especially considering the injury to Pat Mahomes?
Well, I mean, like, I think Mahomes is fine. I don't think I would fit, like, kind of factor that in too much to fantasy numbers. But, I mean, at the same time, wasn't this kind of concentration what we got last year, right? I mean, you ended up getting Damian Williams, had that incredible run. So we're still looking for them, for someone to really shine from the backfield. On a per-touch basis, McCoy's been the best back if you want to, like, pick a horse for the long run. But so far, that looks like it's kind of week by week. But you're talking about the receiving core. Honestly, last year wasn't that different. One week you'd be Chris Conley. One week Sammy Watkins would actually step up. It looks like he's, you know, back to being like the bad Sammy Watkins, it looks like, right? He's wide receiver 55 since week two. So, honestly, it's a consolidated, concentrated offense. What I mean by that is that we can trust Kelce. We can trust, you know, Tyreek Hill. But this doesn't feel that much different than some of those, like, Drew Brees Saints offenses where we were like, you know, guessing between like Kenny Stills and Devery Henderson. I think sometimes this stuff happens where they don't have a tier 2, 3, 4 the way that normal teams do.
Yeah. Talking with Jim McCormick of ESPN. Jim, in the top 50 running backs in the NFL right now, the top 50 rushers in the NFL this year, 8 are quarterbacks. And you can just see that, I was saying earlier in the show, that sometimes they're running for their life, but it's such an added element. Are you a big Kyler Murray fan tomorrow against the just seemingly lost Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the Falcons, they haven't been right, I guess, since 28-3, it looks like. But they're really reeling. I've picked a couple spots where I thought they would bounce back, and they haven't. Like, whether it's that Tennessee game, they got destroyed. They couldn't handle the shootout in Houston. So, yeah, this looks like an up-and-down game. Somebody made a joke, and they called the Arizona offense the horizontal air raid, which is kind of true right now. It's kind of looking like that Chip Kelly, DeMarco Murray, like, horizontal offense a little bit. But at the same time, if you watch these last couple games, Murray gets designed runs at the goal line. Like, you're talking about this added rushing element, Pat. That's what you're talking about, is this rushing upside. I think he could have a bad passing day and still give you a really good fantasy day, and that's kind of the cheat code that we talk about.
speaking with Jim McCormick of ESPN, fantasy analyst. One of the more uneven fantasy quarterbacks this season has been Russell Wilson. And for a lot of people, he's been quarterback two. For example, I have Lamar Jackson. It's tough for me to unplug him. But when you look at Russell Wilson, you see some of these games where he just explodes for 40-plus points, and then some games where he doesn't break 20. What do you make of the inconsistency in Seattle, and do you consider Wilson a guy that you can count on?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. I mean, look, like, the variance, obviously, is touchdowns. He had, you know, he's had the... You know, in Arizona, we just talked about them, but he was, like, super accurate, and he, like, was theoretically playing well. There was a couple bad drops. There was a drop touchdown that game, but, I mean, like, one more touchdown, we're talking about another 20-point game. I know you could do it in a lot of ways, but I think the thing with Wilson is, yeah, he's somewhere in between, right? He's not a 15 to 20-point fantasy player, and he's not going to be a 40-point every week, but the point is, like just what Pat was saying, there's only so many guys who have the ability to give you a week-changing like result. Like Matt Ryan, maybe every once in a while, but you're going to be hard-pressed for him to be like, I won my week because of Matt Ryan. Russell Wilson can win you your week, and I think that's the kind of point of having a quarterback like him. So you kind of have to embrace it a little bit. It's kind of like the volatility that gets you there in a good way also can hurt you in the bad way. So you kind of have to embrace the variance sometimes with these players.
Yeah. I think Wilson, he leads the league in touchdown passes, too.
Yeah, he can just win you your week. So I don't know if you can ever overthink it with him.
Yeah. One other thing, Jimmy, is that I happen to, my next to last pick in my draft was the New England defense DST.
That was a good
right?
one.
Yeah. And so my question, Jim, is that not, without a doubt, defense and special teams the most absolutely variable pick you possibly yes. could make? I mean, and,
yes.
and
it's just...
Yeah, exactly.
We trusted Chicago, right? Everybody drafted Chicago, and that means you're, like, not everybody drafted him, but those who did draft him are pot committed, right? They have to keep playing that hand, so they played them last week in London and had to get a really bad game out of it, right?
Right.
So, you don't get to choose your matchup. Now, look, congratulations to you and to anybody who got to the pass, because right now they would be the number 8 running back in fantasy football. They would be the number 1 tight end. They would be the number 6 receiver.
Yeah.
Like that's how much they're scoring. They would be the number 5 quarterback.
Yeah, and it's like, outside. The influence, I'm saying, on scoring and fantasy leagues, it is.
Touchdowns, too. Yeah. Like, look. Yeah, it's all really volatile. Do you remember a couple years where, like, the Eagles weren't even that great on defense, but they would have, like, 9 or 10 touchdown returns?
Right.
Those
Chiprelli right.
years. And they were the number 1 fantasy defense. And then the next year they'd be 12 or 13.
Yeah,
it's a very volatile. If somebody offered me the world for New England, I would consider it. But I think it's just a fun season to enjoy.
Yeah, if you got them.
If you ended up getting them, exactly. Then the rest of us are scraping the barrel with the other. Oh, yeah, it looked like they'd be great on paper defenses.
The Colts.
Exactly. So, actually, let's look there in Indianapolis, because it seems like that team on the field, wins and losses, is starting to stabilize a little bit as their fantasy interests kind of go in flux, where you can count on T.Y. Hilton and not a whole lot else, whereas it looked like there were a couple of different routes that you could go in terms of their fantasy interest when Andrew Luck was the quarterback. What do you make in New England, or Indianapolis, rather? Are there guys that are maybe under-owned that you're looking at on the Colts, perhaps, that could be useful?
It's really tough. I mean, look, you look at this line between, like, T.Y. Hilton, and there's like 5 more guys, but it's Paris Campbell, Deion Kane, Zach Pascal. I mean, these are new names for people, right? Like, these are just guys that are on the depth chart and all getting all these snaps. It's almost like Baltimore. Past Ollie Brown in Baltimore, it's just a bunch of guys getting a lot of routes. The Willie Sneeds
right.
and the...
Right.
You know, so long story short, that's the thing that's happening with the Colts. The same thing's happening at tight end. They're getting 50% of the snaps, 6% of the routes between Doyle and Ebron. I mean, look, the pie just got a lot smaller when Luck left.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's just not going to be as many of these 350-yard, 3-touchdown games where everybody gets to eat and everybody's high-fiving. There's going to be a lot of these games where they're grinding out their games. And look, Brissett's only averaging, like, you know, 6-point-something yards per attempt. So I think it's intentionally conservative. I think Reich is great. I think it's one of these, you talked about it, it's one of these examples where they're playing good, real football, but bad fantasy football. I think Marlon Mack's the only guy you want, really. And then T.Y. Hilton's like a variant kind of wide receiver 2-3.
Jimmy McCormick, how does a McCormick groupie find you on ESPN and track you down and just pay attention to every single word you type?
There you go. I don't know if I'd advise that part, especially during Sixers games. But it would be @_JimmyMcCormick. And then I'm doing NBA stuff for ESPN as well, but mostly NFL so far. And, I have to talk about the Colts receivers every week, so it's fun because I get to talk about like who we. So it's a lot of dart throws in fantasy. That's why if you ever can on your fantasy team, this is the type of season. Just a piece of advice: try to consolidate. If you've got two or three receivers that you can't fit into your flex, try to consolidate that into one big guy. You only get one chance to win your fantasy league.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.